אפשר לדבר המון על סבא רבא שלך, סבא שאול.
This is Etta Baltman. She's 86 years old, lives in Jerusalem, and she's describing the way her father, a baker, used to create bread roses pulled from the center of fresh loaves. Etta's voice plays over a short film. As she speaks, the camera pans over a white tablecloth, where two hands appear and begin to fold soft dough into tight, tiny bread whorls. But it's not just any old baker recreating Etta's memories. The hands on screen belong to her granddaughter.
My name is Michal Bouton. I'm 31 years old and I'm a pastry chef. I didn't know about the fact that my great-grandfather was a baker till after I became a pastry chef.
Michal's rise to pastry fame in Israel wasn't something she planned. While waiting to begin film studies at university, she took a pastry course on a whim and soon realized she had a knack for creating inventive, alluring desserts. Film studies were put on hold indefinitely, and today she travels as a dessert menu consultant for high-end restaurants all over Israel. But a few years into her career, her grandmother made a revelatory remark. Michal actually had baking in her blood.
She started to say, "You know what? I think it comes from me, because my father used to be a baker." And then she told us like a very weird story about her father that baked Queen Elizabeth's wedding cake. I figured she's just building up some stories because I was a good pastry chef and known, so she wanted something to do with it.
Last year, Michal began researching her great-grandfather's baking career. Her aim was to put together a small exhibition to honor his legacy, but first she had to figure out what that legacy was. As a family that didn't really talk about their own history, she was literally starting from scratch. What did he make? Where did he work? And what was the story about Queen Elizabeth's wedding cake?
Shaul Petrushka is my great-grandfather's name. The family's bakery in Warsaw was Tekel. My grandmother said she knew that he worked at the bakery in Warsaw, and then they came to Israel in 1935 when she was four.
Michal discovered that her great-grandmother's family was keen to open a biscuit factory in Jerusalem, and that her great-grandfather, the professional baker, moved to Jerusalem with them to get the business up and running. Schweig Wafers, a purveyor of traditional butter biscuits in Jerusalem, was open for 1 year before it burned down in the Arab riots of 1936.
We found an article from January 1936 that says they have 8 employees and they moved to Jerusalem from Warsaw with the machines, new machines. They produced 75 different cookies of cheap kinds, they wrote in the articles. And they wrote the name wrong. They spelled it wrong. I called the exhibition Afifiot Schweig. Afifiot, in Hebrew, it means biscuits. But it was misspelled at the article, so I misspelled it at the name of the exhibition.
Afifiat Schweig, the exhibition, turned into a multimedia, multisensory experience. After a year of historical and contextual research, Michal shared her family's story over 4 days in January in a creaky, old, unrestored house in Tel Aviv. She worked with a photographer and designer, and different rooms shared different discoveries. A recreated table of treats Shaul had baked for her grandmother's wedding, surrounded by family ephemera. The Tekel room, which was filled with European Jewish baked goods popular before the war. The video showing the simple bread roses played on one wall. And each day, Michal went back to basics and began baking right in the middle of it all.
So there's the room of the 75 different cookies at the factory in Jerusalem. This room was very important to me, and from that room I baked through all the 4 days of the exhibition, like very simple old school cookies, because I wanted the whole space to smell like baking.
The centerpiece of the exhibition was the cake, Queen Elizabeth's cake. Michal discovered that after Schweig Wafers had burned down, Shaul Petrushka moved on to work at Tuv Tam, a German-Jewish bakery in the middle of Jerusalem. It was here that the Queen's wedding cake, a gift from Australia, ended up in 1947 after a fuel stop revealed some of the cake had been crushed. But with this story, Michal took a bit of poetic license.
The great-grandfather that I know as like a professional wasn't really able, because all of the history of his work was all about cookies and cakes, dry cakes, and he didn't have the skills. But it happened in the place that he used to work at, so we rolled with the story.
She couldn't find a photograph of the exact Australian wedding cake, so she improvised from old photos and reconstructed the 2.7-meter-high traditional wedding cake displayed at the Queen's wedding. It wasn't edible, and in fact, the reconstruction was flown in too. It was 3D printed in the Netherlands and decorated once it reached Tel Aviv. Michael says that the cake represents what the exhibition meant to her, a mixture of memories, facts, and feelings.
That's what I told my grandmother at the end of the day. It was like her memory of him through the facts and my interpretation. It's funny, in the exhibition, I wrote meat down as a concept and producing, and I'm not. I'm a baker and I'm a granddaughter. It was his story, but it was our family's story.
For Monocle, in Jerusalem, I'm Mary Pelletier.